Welcome to the Bridge Church Podcast. Our hope is that God would speak to you during this time, and our mission is to connect you to Jesus daily.
Amen, amen. What a powerful reminder this morning as we worship together. And that's what I just want to pray. God, I am available to you today. What is your plan? What is your will? And there's so much going on in our world today, so much going on, I'm sure, in your own lives. And we just take these next few moments and say, God, speak to my heart, refresh my soul, refresh my mind, guide my spirit, God. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your truth. I pray that you would speak to us this morning. I pray that we would take that heart posture and say, God, I'm available to your plan, to your will. And God, I know that we have a lot going on, and sometimes that can weigh heavy. And I just pray that these next few moments, God, that your word would refresh us, that your word would challenge us, that your word would guide us and shape us and mold us, God. I pray that you would speak and do what only you can do, and that is change lives, and that is move in our hearts, and that is work and give us comfort and strength as we were just singing about, God. We love you and ask this in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. You guys can go ahead and have a seat. Can you just real quick give it up for the worship team as we worshiped today? Incredibly thankful for them and the opportunity to worship together as a church. And so, good morning. Welcome to Palm Sunday. Welcome to the Bridge Church. My name is Daniel Cazenave, and I have the immense, y'all like that word? Immense pleasure to be the pastor here. I believe it is a complete honor and a privilege, and so just incredibly thankful. Before we get started, and as I'm pulling up my notes here, I just want to welcome, if you're tuning in online, so glad you're here. Comment, tell us how you're doing. How's life going? Maybe you want to say amen on there. I'll go back and read those. I love me some amens. Amen? Yes. All right. I mean, it could be amen. It could be that's right. That's for me. That's for you. You know, whatever you want to say there. That's okay. But I love the interaction as we're here together. I believe that church is called to be a family. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. And so that's what my prayer is that the Bridge Church will be a home, to be a family where we're walking through this life together. And today is Palm Sunday. And I love this road to passion that we've been on. Last week we talked about how Jesus shared, this is why I have come. This is why I've come. And today we're continuing on that streak. And to help me out here, I brought a couple of, anybody know what these are? Dominoes, that's right. Anybody play dominoes at your house, right? Anybody play dominoes? Not anymore? Yeah, okay, good. So I don't know about your house. Maybe you play Monopoly, maybe you play dominoes, maybe you play other kind of games, whatever it is. My side of the family, we play dominoes from time to time, and sometimes it can get a little crazy, right? Like, I know it's not a super too much of a strategy game, but there comes a point in time, if you've never played dominoes before, you just match the colors, match the numbers, and you try to get rid of all your dominoes. But there comes a point in time, let's see if I can do this without knocking them over. There comes a point in time in the game of domino when all of these are set up where you just know that you're going to either win the game or they're about to go out, right? Because they're getting rid of all their dominoes, and where they just all line up and you're like, yes, game over. I'm about to win, Grandma. You're not even ready for this, right? Like, it's going down. But there comes a point in time where you realize that. Like, it's a moment where going, it's all lining up. It's all coming, right? And when I think about Palm Sunday, it's Palm Sunday is like the first domino in this chain of events as leading up into Easter. It's like this Jesus's moment of going, okay, I'm initiating something now. This week is kicking off something that will literally change history, that will change the scope of humanity. And so that first domino kicks off, and it is a chain, right, of dominoes that begins to move forward. And that's what Palm Sunday is. That's what Palm Sunday represents. And so we're going to be looking at that today. And if you have your Bibles, we are in Mark chapter 11, and we're going to read verses 1 through 11, kind of pick through this, ask God to speak to us, guide us during this time. And a couple of supporting verses throughout this scripture today, but just asking God to ultimately speak. And we're going to have the scripture for you on the screens, a couple notes for you. But Mark chapter 11, the great thing about Palm Sunday is it's in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And so we can go and compare those stories. Some have other details, some have other details that others don't. But if you think about the Gospels, it's kind of almost like four different camera angles. They're picking up different pieces of the story. And you got people like Luke, who is very detail-oriented, who writes down those intricate, all those details. And you got Matthew, who's very similar, but his focus is on who Jesus is and the deity of Jesus. And then you got Mark. You know, I like Mark because he's kind of like he gets straight to the action. He goes straight, he moves over right and starts at where Jesus starts his ministry. And so it's a little more synoptic, if that makes sense, a little shorter book of the Gospels. But so we're going to read in Mark today, in Mark chapter 11. We're going to start in verse 1. Everybody ready? Hey. No? Okay. Here we go. Verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.' They went and found the colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it." I just want to take a quick break right there as we're setting up this story, because Jesus is saying we're walking into Jerusalem. They're getting ready for this Passover celebration where they're going to celebrate this all week. It's huge. Some people estimated there were 2.5 million people that would have been in Jerusalem during this time, because they travel from all over the country, thousands of miles, to come celebrate this. And so as Jesus enters Jerusalem, he starts a chain of events leading all the way to the cross, leading to his death, leading to his resurrection. And he kicks it off right here, and he gets his disciples, and he takes two of them, and he says, "I want you to go find a donkey for me. I want you to go and get it and untie it and bring it to me." I love scripture because it's real, right? I love scripture because it's true, and they don't leave out these little details. And can you imagine being the two disciples? Jesus going, "Go to the next town, and there's going to be a donkey. Just grab it. And if they ask you, why do you need this? Just tell them, 'Oh, the Lord needs it.'" That's kind of peculiar, right? Like, imagine going to the parking lot after church going, "Hey, can I borrow your car?" And they're like, "Why do you need my car?" "The Lord needs it," right? Like, we get that response, and they're like, "Oh yeah, here you go, take my keys," right? That's kind of peculiar, but the disciples do this. They step out on faith, they ask the guy for the donkey, and the people say, "Okay, yeah, that's fine. The Lord needs it, let him have my donkey." And so they continue on, and they get the donkey, and they bring it to Jerusalem. And we see that Jesus starts to fulfill even the smallest prophecy. We see that he, in this moment, because he picked a donkey, he is fulfilling a prophecy in the Old Testament. In Zechariah 9:9, it says this, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly, and riding on a donkey," on a colt, the foil of a donkey. Just by Jesus instructing them to grab a donkey, and he is symbolizing, he is fulfilling this prophecy. And there's so many things that Jesus is teaching us here just by saying, "I'm riding in on a donkey." You see, kings during that time, they would have picked what they called a war horse if they wanted to ride in, because a war horse and a king's war horse would have stood head and shoulders above every other horse. You would have known when the king rides in ready for war, you know who the king is, because the horse is the biggest horse. It's the war horse. It's the one that stands the tallest, the biggest muscles. It's the one walking in. And then you have all the other horses. And then from that moment on, then you have a donkey. So you got the king's war horse, a regular horse, and then now a donkey. And Jesus, being who Jesus is, goes, "You know what? Give me the donkey. I want the donkey, because what I want you to see here is that if I come in, I'm not coming in to take over this earthly kingdom. I'm not coming in. In fact, a lot of people believe because he came from the lineage of David, King David, if we remember in the Old Testament, King David came and he set this Israelites in and allowed them to move into all these other nations where David came in as a warrior. He came in just moving through other nations and taking over for the Israelites. And so some believe that because of some of that conversation that he was coming from the lineage of David, that Jesus was going to come in the same way. Jesus was going to come and set them free physically. Jesus was going to come and set up this new, take over the Roman Empire. And Jesus goes, no, what I want you to realize is I'm coming in on a lowly donkey. I'm coming in and taking this posture. Because yes, we may be thinking about now. We may be thinking about setting up, God, save us now. God, this moment right now, Jesus says, I'm thinking about permanent. I'm thinking about eternity. I'm thinking much bigger. I'm thinking about a kingdom that is not only about today, but 2,000 years from now. There are going to be people sitting on Palm Sunday at the Bridge Church right on a Sunday morning celebrating a Savior who has set them free thousands of years later. Jesus thinking, I'm coming much bigger. And he said, what I want you to see is I'm coming in on a donkey. And the donkey represents peace. And if the leader was coming in on a donkey, that communicated, I'm coming in with the mindset of peace. And Jesus sets this up and he's saying, I have come to make a way so that you can have peace between you and God. I'm making a way so that now you don't have to have all of these sacrifices to atone for your sin, but I want you to have peace with God. And I don't know about you, but have you been in a moment with your life when you knew you weren't at peace with God? You knew like there was something going on in your life that you were wrestling with, wrestling through. I know for me, it's like my soul is unrest. You know, it's like I can't seem to settle down until I get myself and going, okay, God, I'm back focused on you, God. I'm back walking in your ways. Or if God is convicting me of something to move closer to him or to change something in my life, it's like God shakes me up to the point where I have trouble sleeping. I have all of these things because my soul is not at peace. And God is saying, I want you to ultimately have peace with me. So not only at that, but also come to bring peace for this world of people who do not know him, who is saying, I'm come to set a way so that you can have peace with God, that you don't have to face my wrath, you don't have to face my judgment, but yet you can have peace because I'm coming in to set this up for you and I, that Jesus paves a way for us. And so he continues on here in verse 8. And we see this story continue to play out. Now that he's on the donkey and he's begun riding, it says in verse 8, many people spread their cloaks on the road while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything. But since it was already late, he went out to Bethany and with the 12. Jesus rides in on this donkey. People begin to take palm branches off. That's why we get Palm Sunday, and lay them at Jesus' feet. They take their cloaks off. They take their robes off because Jesus is coming in. He's declaring that he is king. He's declaring that he is the Messiah, and people are laying their cloaks down going, Hosanna in the highest. You are coming in. And how beautiful is this? Because we see this. I want to reach back because I believe there's a lot of power here. So there's a lot of like Old Testament prophecy that God's bringing up to the surface. Is it okay if we talk about that a little bit this morning? Yeah, very good. Okay. And Jesus, we see this because when they shout the term Hosanna, we a lot of times today will use it as in this is a praising moment to God, which it is. But if we look at the direct translation of Hosanna, it is Lord, save us. Lord, save us. Hosanna, save us, God. We praise you, God. We worship you. Save us, God. And so these people, as we see here, blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Some were laying their cloaks down because they were saying, save us right now. We're in oppression right now. We're in economic depression. We're in, you know, physical depression. God, save us right Now, some were thinking that way, but yet some were professing him as king, the Messiah, the one who is to come. And so they were declaring that Jesus is king by laying their cloak down before Jesus' feet as he is riding on this donkey. And they are quoting Psalm 118. I just love scripture like this and how it just all connects together in the Old Testament. They are quoting this Psalm 118. And if they were in the Jewish tradition during that week, they would have read Psalm 113 through Psalm 118 as a part of their tradition. And so this Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26, they're quoting this. In verse 25, it says, "Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you." We see that. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. God, save us. And they get to this moment where they have this time with God of saying, "God, we need you to save us. We believe that you are king. We believe that you set up this road, that you have come for this. The domino is in place, and now we are declaring this, that you are king, that you are making this road, this pathway for us to surrender and realize that Jesus is king." And I kind of want to just sit on this just for a minute, and as we get through this message, but begin to think about the what does that look like as you and I are king, right? Like as a ruling authority. I have this joke in my family. Sometimes I'll mess with my boys, and they'll say something, and you know the kid responds, "Yeah, dad." And I'm like, "Yes, sir, Master Chief, sir." Right? Like I just get like throw it out there, like, "Dad, come on," right? But it's just that this idea of authority. Right, this idea of ruling authority, and that's what Jesus is coming, and he is saying, "I can be the ruling authority, and if you let me be the ruling authority in life, one, I make a way with you to have peace with God, but also I have a plan and a purpose for your life that I will set into place, that if you will trust me, trust my plan for you, that you can see that happen." And I begin to see this play out all the time in our life where you and I have that opportunity. I know we got a little rumble going on here. We're still okay, good, right? Everybody good? All right, awesome. I'll start walking the aisles. We'll do this thing. But as we think about this, as we think about the ruling authority of Jesus in our life, how can we take the same heart posture that these people are taking? How can we take this same moment of saying, "I'm laying this down at your feet, Jesus"? How can we say that, "God, you are the king of my life today in 2021? How can we help that? And I believe that you and I have the opportunity to say, "God," just like we were singing, "I am available. How can I make you the ruling authority in my life?" One, we can start to ask the Holy Spirit to say, "God, where do I need to surrender that to you in my life? How can you guide me in that? Will you reveal to me maybe something that I'm clinging on to?" It may be something in our life where we realize, you know what? I'm still holding on to that. Maybe it's a plan and a purpose. Maybe we're at our job or at our workplace and we believe, "Hey, nice. Good job, Matt." Maybe we're at a plan in a place where we're frustrated and we're thinking, "God, I don't know what your plan is for me. And I believe this is what it is," right? And we feel this tension of, "I want to go this way, but maybe God has another plan." And it's an opportunity for us to lay our cloak down before Jesus and go, "You know what, Jesus? You're the king of my life. I'm following you. You lead me." Maybe there's a relationship struggle where we're holding on to something and God is going, "Hey, if you will let me be king in that relationship, and you go first. You ask for forgiveness first." And he's saying, "If you will let me be the authority in your life, in that situation, in that relationship, I can help lead you the way." Because as we read, when Jesus leads the way, he brings peace and he brings life. And we see that move, his mercy and his goodness is in the wake of us following Jesus. Or maybe we're sitting in our life and God may be moving and working. And I know sometimes I can remember the first time that we made God the king and authority in our life and our finances, where God said, "Hey, I have a plan in your life. I actually have a plan for finances." And where we were saying, "Okay, we're stepping back. God, you are the king over our finances. Your plan is my plan now, God," right? Because that's hard if we're honest with each other, right? Like that's like, "Ooh, God, this is mine. Like I got to cling on. This is how I survive." And God is saying, "I want you to trust me to be king in that area of your life." Or maybe it's an opportunity where you're hanging and there's something that just is causing this fear or this worry, because if you're like me, sometimes I want to control the situation and I just want to push through and God, I can figure it out. God, I can make this happen. And Jesus is stepping back going, I came so that you can have peace in that situation. Allow me to be king in that situation. And if it is enough to make us worry, it is enough to bring it before God, right? And if it's enough to cause us anxiety and worry, it's enough for you and I to go, God, this is weighing too heavy on me. I need you to show me the way out of this, God. I need you to help me have peace in this. And that happens when you and I say, you know what? Jesus, you're king. Jesus, you're the ruling authority in that situation in my life. You're the ruling authority in that, God, and I want you to guide me in that. It doesn't mean we're not gonna still kind of struggle with that from time to time, but it begins to set into place the steps that we can take as God begins to move in those situations and moments in our life. But it comes first when you and I say that I want to see that. And the last thing I want to say here is that Jesus made a way for his kingdom to be reflected on this earth. Because when we allow Jesus to be the king of our life, now we're following his ways, now we're following his truth, and now we're reflecting his kingdom that he is setting up now. That he didn't come just to set up this momentary kingdom, right? This momentary save us now, but he is setting up a way for you and I as the church in 2021 to reflect heaven now, to reflect his kingdom now, for a dying world to look at our church and go, yes, that's what I need. I need that. I need that peace. I need that life. I need that refreshing moment of how Jesus is guiding me and directing me in my life. But it comes at a moment where you and I have this Palm Sunday moment of going, okay, Jesus, you're king. You're ruling authority in my life. I've been carrying this too much. I've given my life to Jesus, but yet there's still this one piece that I'm carrying, right? And God, it's just getting real heavy. And I'm taking my cloak off. I'm taking my palm leaf, right? And I'm laying it before your feet, Jesus. You are king in this. And I'm trusting you in this moment. And that's my prayer for us in this room today. Is that, what is that cloak moment? What is that palm leaf moment for us of saying, I'm trusting God in this. God, I believe that you can show me the way, that you can grant me peace in and through this. And so, Matt, I'm going to bring you guys back up. We're getting ready to sing and worship this last song together. But I just want to spend a few moments today just taking a second to reflect on who Jesus is in our life. And is there a moment for you and I to stop and to say, God, I need you to be king in this situation. I need you to move in this situation. I need you to bring life. I need you to bring peace, God. And I just need to trust and surrender this moment to you. Because I believe if we can have a Palm Sunday moment with Jesus, he can move inside of our lives. He can give us and grant us that peace. And I believe that we can be a beacon in our world when you and I live in that way, to have this King Jesus moment. And so my question for you is, what is that King Jesus moment? And if you're listening online, or maybe you're in the room and you're thinking and wrestling with your life, and you're thinking about your life and saying, well, I've never made Jesus the king of my life. And Jesus came as we celebrate Palm Sunday. And he wants you to know that he has come so that you can have peace in him. That you can have peace with God. That you don't have to face his judgment, but yet you can have his grace. You can have his freedom. And it's through this moment of laying ourselves down and going, Jesus, you are king. I believe that you are the Messiah, the one who has come. I surrender my life to you. And you can do that today. And if you're listening online, there's a link that you can follow there. Or if you're in the room, I would love to pray with you today. before you leave, we just had this moment together. I want the Bridge Church to be a house of prayer, to where we come together, where we can have these moments together and saying, we're praying into this. And we see this beautiful picture in James 5 where it talks about where the prayers of the righteous, when we come together and pray for each other, we see healing, we see grace, we see God move. And so that's what we want to be, a house of prayer where we can come and say, yes, God, I may be broken, or the situation I'm in may be broken, but we're praying that you would rule over this. So as we lean in and pray over that together, let's pray together this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, God, thank you so much for coming and taking the moment of taking a lowly approach and riding on a donkey to show us that you're setting up a kingdom of peace. God, that your grace and your goodness come and shower us, God. And may we shout as the people in this story in the Bible are shouting, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest, God. Save us, God. Direct us. We lift your name up, God. Your name is holy. Your name is mighty in our lives. And God, I just pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts. That is there an area in our life where we need to say, Jesus, you know what? I need you to be the king in this area of my life. I need you to lead in this area of my life. Maybe there's something we're wrestling with and we feel like our soul is just at unrest. And just saying, I need to have that peace. And then Jesus makes the way, God. I pray that you make that way in us and through us, God. That we surrender that to you. That we confess that to you, Jesus. That we ask for your comfort. We ask for your grace. And that we as a church, God, come together, walking hand in hand and walking in prayer for your will and for your truth, God. We love you. And we ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bridge Church Podcast. If you would like to find out more information about our church, you can simply visit our website at thebridgebluffton.com. Have a blessed day.